What's the word, everybody? It's your man, Mr. Al Pete from the mighty MPN.
Man, listen.
And you're now tuned in to the Clear Visions Podcast. Get ready to enjoy the show.
Are we clear?
What's the word? What's good, everybody? It's Mr. Al Pete, your favorite neighbor with the Neighborhood Show on WJCT News 89.9, part of the JME Saturday Night Shenanigans, all right? And I'm here to give you some of that cool hip-hop, R&B, classic, soul, and more. On this walk through the neighborhood, I'm going to be playing some Brandi Younger, and I have a special announcement about her coming up. And I also stopped by my man, my brethren, Jay Maestro's neighborhood, and I talked to him about Cosmic Link and being a part of the announcement that I spoke of before. And some other gems I'm going to be playing too, so please stick around. But we're going to get into it, though, with Zoe featuring Eric Robinson, which he announced his tour schedule as well, and Fonte with Marshall.
Having a mix played on a public radio is still wild to me. And when I say mix, I mean like a radio show. So after I listened to that mix, it was January 4th, the first one that they played on WJCT News 89.9, part of the JME Saturday Nights. And I immediately was ready to like change some things up. Like I was, you know, in the car just listening to it, and I was like, it wasn't even like 10 minutes in, I'm like, ah, oh, I want to do something else. I want to change it up. Not even change it up, but I just want to add more creativeness to it. Just get that flair. You know what I'm saying? I was ready to jump into it, but I'm learning how to, like, start things. Well, I've always been in a position where I had to start things and then modify as I go. But being the fact that I was debuting my show, The Neighborhood, on public radio, which is tied into NPR, which I'm a fan of, a consumer. I was like, yeah, I want to make sure. I was like, yeah, it got to be right. Got to be right. I want to change it up. I want to go and take that time away and then bring a new type of flair to it and then put it back out. But, you know, you can't go back in time, and it's always moving forward. And when you move forward, you know, you think of the things that happened in the past. You don't sit until you just reflect on it. Meditate on it, what have you, and move forward with it. So at this present moment, I've made effort to move forward with it. So I have some shows, some episodes coming up that will be very interesting. But with all that being said, it's still wild to me that I got a show on public radio. Now, granted, you know, I do have the sound of Duval, Peace to Chillwell, for him giving me the initial opportunity to do that on his platform, The Sound of Duval, every Monday. And have the Groove Suite mix show that I do as well. But at this moment right here, being on public radio and people listening to my show, it's, you know, it's that whole new beginning feel, especially starting in January, even though my new year definitely starts in August. So I'm thankful. So, you know, all of this is in my thoughts while I'm still like receiving praises from the new endeavors. I need to embrace the gratitudes and the moment. I need to embrace it. AKA, I just need a life. But I'm thankful though, y'all. I'm very thankful. And FYI, The Neighborhood Show, you can listen to it on WJCT News 89.9. You can go to jacksmusic.org and listen to it on the website, or you can download the app and listen to it. Saturdays at 9 p.m., 1 hour of funk. And the show really entails me playing some cool music that I think is good for the people to listen to. Music that is not necessarily in the commercial spaces, and you know, just really embracing the neighborhood aspect of it. Y'all know I do that with MPN, but you know, really getting out in the field and really informing people on the dope things that's going on around town, dope things that they can take in that might not necessarily be in town, and that town is Jacksonville, Florida, aka Duval County. So that's the mission for that. So I'm very excited that I'm able to be able to do that. I have three things I want to see come out of this show. And again, this is an evolving project. So as long as I'm on it, you know, I'll be thinking of better ways, not better, more innovative ways of making things happen. So, but at the moment I have, you know, three things. One, I want to expand the brand. You know, being completely honest, I feel like I've hit a ceiling. I feel like I've hit a ceiling. And I really want to expand. There are people here that are not familiar with the things that Al Pete do. There are people that are familiar. I have heard of my name, but they haven't really dove into all of the things I've had. When I say all of the things, I do a lot of stuff. To my people that know me, y'all know I do a lot of things. But this new path that I want to go in when it comes to the media space, you know, I want to be able to tap into that and expand that, which will enhance the other aspects as well, meaning me being a DJ, me being a hip-hop artist, me being being considered a media professional, me being a journalist. I would like to, you know, really focus on that when that time comes. I just really want to expand it. I want people to know what I got going on and how dope I am with it. And you know, when we think about the overall aspect of it, I feel like that people know the surface of it, but you know, it'd be cool to get people to kind of tap in a little bit deeper. And that's something that I need to learn as well. You know, I mean, yeah, I do kind of keep things on the surface from time to time when it comes to my career. But, you know, it gives me an opportunity to add a little bit more to it and expand. So that's number one. Speaking of these artists, I want to say artists. Speaking of the audience that I would like to tap into, you know, WJCT, from a surface standpoint, I haven't really done any deep diving into it, but there is another audience there that is welcoming. So I went to go see Sunny War a couple weeks ago, which was a great performance thrown by JME, JCT. And when I went there, they had a table set up, the JME table set up, and it was like flyers. It was with me, Hurley Winker, and David Luckin promoting the JME Saturday Nights. So my picture was on there, and it had a caption about my show. And so as soon as that happened, well, as soon as I noticed it, a couple people walked up to me and was like, yeah, they checked out the show. And these are people that I'm not familiar with. But I was like, yeah, this is an opportunity for me to like really focus on that. So that's one of the things I want to grab. I want to be able to grab that group of people, that audience, that consumer group, the NPRs or whatnot. Don't have a official name for it, but you know those people. It can be three people or 3,000, and regardless, you know, getting this audience attention would be great. And you know, there's an art. I keep saying art versus artist. I mean, I keep saying artist versus audience, but there's an audience for everything, and it can be three people or 3,000 people. So I want to be very intentional when I get the attention of these three people or these 3,000 people. So that's number two. Last thing for the moment, this is giving me an opportunity to really get back to the music. You know, my nucleus when it comes to any and everything that I do is music. I've learned it over the years, but I always had these moments where I'm reminded that music is like my center. Like when I don't care what I'm doing. I mean, I've done acting and I go back to music. DJing, of course I'm in music, but it's a different type of going back to music when I'm DJing. MCing, it's a different type of going back to that music. You know what I'm saying? It's one thing when the music is out, but it's another thing when I'm like getting inspired to write that song or getting inspired to do that gig or getting inspired to write that article about this artist. And even with, you know, personal life, and I mean, just the way I move around and my center is just music. It's going to be the one thing that's going to forever be the thing for me, music. And so this show, when I'm putting these shows together, it puts me in that mode. It gives me that, it gets me back to the music. And I'm always around it. I move with the spirit of music. The way I walk is influenced by music. The way that I talk is influenced by music. The way my thought process and you know, ideologies and, you know, et cetera, like all that is, I always have a music flair to it. And I just been very heavy in the learning and the admin side, like I've always talked about. I'm always in that space. I've been in that space very heavy lately. But it can be a balance, and music is like my full balance. So yeah, cheers to the new show. Saturdays, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Because this is getting out to the world, so I have to be mindful of the time zones. But Saturdays at 9 p.m., the Neighborhood Show, with your man, Mr. Al Pete, on WJCT News 89.9, part of JME Saturday Nights. That sounds great. Sounds wild. Still in the wild thoughts. Still soaking it all in, y'all. But I'm thankful.
Clear Visions Podcast was produced and engineered by myself, along with the intro and outro music. Subscribe to this podcast that's available on MrAlPete.com, NPN-LLC.com, and on all podcast platforms. Thanks for listening, everyone. Building but becoming to the top.